But first we head to Riga, where NATO held its first meeting in an ex-Soviet state this week. The leaders of the alliance's 26 member states gathered in the Latvian capital for their annual summit. Afghanistan was at the top of the agenda, as NATO-led forces there have faced fierce resistance from Taliban fighters in the south of the country in recent months. NATO commanders were now calling for more troops and more flexibility in the deployment of their forces in Afghanistan. I spoke with our correspondent Stephen Castle about the outcome of this summit.
I think it's been clear for some weeks that they weren't going to get many more troop pledges. A few have been made here at this summit. But the main area in which the NATO Secretary General Jakob Schäfer has concentrated has been to get rid of some of these restrictions, the so-called caveats, which prevent troops being moved around Afghanistan and moved to the areas where they're needed most. And there was some progress on that here today.
The caveats or limits some countries like Germany, Italy, Spain and France have placed on their troops have been one of the most controversial issues at the summit. Can you elaborate on the progress made here?
Well, there was quite a lot of progress. NATO now says that 26,000 of the 32,000 troops now operating in Afghanistan are operating under reduced caveats. It's not saying they can be used absolutely anywhere, but it's clearly pleased that there's a much more flexibility. France has made it clear that it is willing to have its troops used outside Kabul, the capital, the area to which they were restricted. More trouble from the perspective of the German troops. One of the big issues has been whether or not they should be available to be deployed to the south, to the Helmand province, which is much more difficult and much more dangerous. Chancellor Merkel has got a problem there because she has parliamentary restrictions. So what was agreed was that she, along with the other heads of government, have finally said that in an emergency, they will allow those soldiers to be moved to areas where they're needed if, for example, other NATO forces find themselves under attack.
So we could see German soldiers, for example, in the south of the country?
Technically, we could see German soldiers in the south of the country. I don't think they're likely to go there in any large numbers. And one of the problems, of course, here is that the devil is in the detail, as we say. Who defines what an emergency is? There's even some doubt about whether that will be the exclusive right of the commander or not. And one NATO official said to me, well, you know, this sounds pretty good on paper, but the reality is that it will be tested on the ground by events.
Of course, the focus of this week was really Afghanistan, but enlargement and the future role of NATO in the 21st century were also on the agenda. Were there any serious talks about new members, like Georgia and Ukraine, for example?
Well, Georgia and Ukraine were mentioned, particularly by George Bush. I think the most interesting development was the invitation to Serbia to join the Partnership for Peace, which is a sort of waiting chamber, if you like, for NATO membership. And let's not forget that Serbia only a few years ago was being bombed by NATO forces in 1999 during the Kosovo conflict. So this is a pretty dramatic transformation within a few years. Serbia also hasn't got the world's best record in terms of cooperating on war criminals. There are a couple of high-profile people who are wanted by the ICTY in The Hague, and Serbia isn't deemed really to have cooperated fully. Nevertheless, I think they have been offered some sort of consolation prize because of the ongoing discussions about the final status of Kosovo. What it does do is it sends a political signal to the Serbs that if they keep on the right road, if they do cooperate with the West, if they ultimately cooperate with the War Crimes Tribunal in The Hague, then there is a potential place for them, possibly in NATO and who knows in the EU during in time.
Stephen Castle there on the outcome of the NATO summit in Riga.